Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of grudges? You know that feeling when someone wrongs you and instead of letting it go, you find yourself replaying the moment over and over in your head?
Yeah, me too.
We all have those moments, those little, or sometimes big, hurts that can really weigh us down. But what if I told you there's a way to lighten that load, to actually turn those negative feelings into something positive? On today's Stoic Morning, we're diving deep into the powerful art of forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, easier said than done, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning someone's actions or pretending like what happened didn't hurt. It's about taking control of your own emotions, freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment, and choosing to move forward with clarity and peace. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. So, how do we actually become masters of forgiveness? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you on your journey. Firstly, understand that forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. It takes time, reflection, and sometimes even a little bit of tough love for yourself. It's like learning a new skill, you don't become an expert overnight. Start by acknowledging your hurt, allowing yourself to feel those emotions without judgment. Don't try to suppress them or pretend they don't exist. Once you've acknowledged the pain, then you can start to work through it. Secondly, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about absolving someone else, it's about releasing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like carrying around a heavy rock. It weighs you down and makes it harder to move forward. Forgiveness is like letting go of that rock, freeing yourself from its weight. Thirdly, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but understanding their motivations can sometimes help soften the blow of hurt feelings. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. We're all human and we all have our flaws. Empathy isn't about excusing bad behavior. It's about trying to understand the complex tapestry of human emotions that lead to those actions. Fourthly, focus on your own growth. Instead of dwelling on what happened, channel your energy into positive actions. Use this experience as an opportunity for self-reflection and personal growth. What can you learn from this situation? How can you become a stronger, wiser person because of it? Finally, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing to let go of the past and move forward with your life. You can forgive someone without condoning their actions or pretending like nothing happened. Forgiveness is about creating space for healing and growth, allowing yourself to experience joy and peace even in the face of adversity. Think about a time when you were truly wronged. Maybe it was a betrayal by a close friend, a hurtful remark from a loved one, or even a simple misunderstanding that escalated into something bigger. Remember that feeling, that weight of anger and resentment? Now imagine yourself letting go of those feelings, choosing to forgive the person who hurt you. It might feel strange at first, but I guarantee you that releasing those negative emotions will have a profound impact on your life. You'll find yourself feeling lighter, freer, and more capable of experiencing joy and contentment. And remember, forgiveness isn't just about letting go of anger, it's about creating space for love, compassion, and understanding. It's about choosing to see the good in others, even when they make mistakes. It's about remembering that we are all human, flawed and imperfect, and deserving of grace. So take a deep breath, let go of those grudges, and embrace the power of forgiveness. Your heart, your mind, and your soul will thank you for it. If this resonated with you, share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I want to hear your thoughts and experiences with forgiveness. Until tomorrow morning, keep striving for that stoic strength.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.